We're sitting here with head men's soccer coach Greg Munn, entering his second season at the helm of the Mars Hill soccer program. Greg, how was your summer?
It was good. I was busy, you know, just taking a little bit of vacation, but also trying to get out and get around some camps and get around some recruiting opportunities. But, you know, overall, you know, really enjoyable and a chance to recharge the batteries a little bit and get ready for the season ahead.
So, for reference, we're recording this on Tuesday, August 20th. The day of recording, the SAC preseason poll was announced, and also the preseason all-conference teams. We're going to hint on that. I want to talk to you about your July in terms of how often you were out recruiting, because I don't think I saw you in the office too much in July here. We're going to talk a little bit about last year and kind of forecast this upcoming season, but we just actually got done recording our media day and doing headshots and team photos and being around the guys. They've just got back a couple days ago, second day really back on campus. You can already tell that there's a great sense of camaraderie. You can tell that the freshmen are mingling with all of the upperclassmen quite a bit, and that there's that sense of unity. How important is that for you right now to see that so early on?
Adam, I think it's going to be key, you know, because we've got a lot of incoming players to the program this year, as well as a really good group of returners that I'm very excited about. So trying to bring both those groups together very quickly within this week of preseason and ahead of classes starting is going to be crucial, you know. So we've really spent a lot of time within the first day or so of just trying to spend, you know, an evening together with having some dinner, and then obviously, you know, training and different things like that. And we're going to have another team dinner this evening and a couple of team events throughout the week, you know, on top of practice. So, you know, just getting the guys around each other, you know, making them feel, you know, safe, making them feel like they're just one team is going to be very, very important for us as we move forward.
You talk about the new group of guys and getting them acclimated, and we also hinted a little earlier about the recruiting process. Talk about some of the new players that are coming in and kind of, I don't want to say your expectations of them, but what you're hoping to see from such a young class coming in.
I think the biggest thing for such a young class, but also such a big incoming class, is going to be the level of competition and the level of depth that we're going to try and create within the program. I think looking back at last year, we lacked a little bit of depth and competition in every, you know, spot on the field at times. So as we look towards this season, you know, I've recruited in a particular way to where, you know, we're going to have incoming guys that are going to really challenge and push the returners, you know, for game time immediately, and guys that I think can come in and contribute, you know, right off the bat. And, you know, we've got a couple of players that I believe can do really well here within our system and how we want to play and the direction that we want to take this program forward.
You know, before we touch on the preseason poll results, let's talk about last year. Really came down to the wire, final game of the year, whether or not the team was going to, you know, break into that postseason. Unfortunately, didn't go that way, but it was still an improvement and still a great first season at the helm. 6-7-2 overall. The mark I want to kind of emphasize a bit is that home record, 5-2-1. What about playing at the Ammons Family Athletic Center in Mears Stadium? What about playing there makes it difficult for visiting teams, and what does it make advantageous for you guys?
I think, you know, for us, especially at home, there's got to be a lot of pride, you know, and a lot of pride of, you know, protecting our field and trying to get those results here on the hill. And, you know, it's no surprise that, you know, Mars Hill is a hard place to come and play at, you know, with our stadium and our field. But, you know, I think we've really shown a high level of competition, especially at home, throughout the time I've been in charge at the helm. But I think when we come to Mars Hill, we're going to make it a very tough environment for teams to come and play in, and we're going to try and create a very good atmosphere within the stadium and around campus. So, you know, I think that plays into, you know, that home record. But I think what I emphasise to the guys a lot is just, you know, we want to be competitive in every game, and when we're at home, you know, we've got to take a lot of pride in representing, you know, this institution and making, you know, the fans get out to games and making people feel proud to support our team.
Home games, we talk about it this season, 11 home games in the regular season, 6 in October. Let's talk about October with 3 huge conference matchups. Wingate on the 2nd, Anderson on the 12th, and then Carson Newman on the 16th. Talk about you know, that forecast? How do you think that that's going to translate this year? And then again, that big October, three massive conference matchups. Let's just hint at those games for a little bit right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's no getting away from the fact that our conference is extremely competitive, you know, so for us to get a little run of games at home right in the middle of the season, you know, I think we really have to look towards that and try and take advantage of that. But, you know, we know that teams like Wingate and Carson Newman and Newbury and different other teams like that are going to be very competitive, as well as everyone else. You know, it's like a cup final every conference game that we have. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that run of games in October. I think we can be, you know, very competitive right off the bat. But I think what hurt us this past year was, you know, we took a little dip in form with a couple of, you know, injuries and suspensions and some illness hitting the team in the middle of the season, and that really kind of took us off the rails a little bit, and it was tough to get back on. So hopefully, you know, this season we can learn from it and really, you know, try and get off to a good start, and then continue that as we have a little run of home games and try and build off of, you know, hopefully a good start to the season.
You mentioned depth earlier. Let's talk about some of the returners, most notably the two Marcel Lions that made the preseason all-conference team, Sebastian Bertelsen, forward, first team, and then Jeppe Christensen, defender, on second team. Let's talk about what those two guys bring to the table in their respective positions.
I think, you know, first of all, I think they're both fantastic guys, you know, and I'm really happy and proud to have those guys a part of our program. And, you know, they represent my values very well, and they're good leaders on the team, and they're, you know, they're big performers for us. I think, you know, Sebi had a breakout season last year, and he's always going to cause problems. There's no denying that. You know, the guy's 6'6", and he's going to be a handful for any defence. You know, so he's always going to be a presence. He's always going to be dangerous. But our big thing this year is making sure that he's got the support around him that he's going to need, because people know about Sebi, and people are going to do their homework. There's no getting away from that. So, you know, we're happy that he's had that recognition in pre-season, but for us, you know, that should give him some motivation to kick on from last season and really push forward. And, you know, for a guy like him and the standard that he should be setting himself, I think he should be looking at double figures, you know, and if he does that, then that's going to be a really successful season for him, but also a really successful season for the team. And, you know, on top of that, if we look at Jeppe, you know, again, Jeppe is, in my opinion, you know, an absolutely fantastic outside back, you know, very good defender, very good knowledge of the game, but also extremely good going forward and from set pieces, but also from deliveries, and he showed that last year with the amount of assists and chances he created on the attacking side of the game, you know. So he's extremely solid on both sides of the game, and gives us a lot from that position, and it also gives us this year, you know, a little bit more maturity within the team and some leadership, you know. So both those guys deserve, you know, to be recognised, and hopefully they can use that and kick on from that and have a good season.
Speaking of defender and also all-conference teams, Oscar Mitchell last year graduated from Mars Hill, returning as a graduate assistant coach. He made SAC honorable mention at the end of last campaign. Talk about what Oscar's presence to the team is going to bring to the guys, but also to yourself as well, knowing that you have him, you know, as a right-hand man.
Yeah, you know, I'm extremely happy to have Oscar come on board. You know, he's served this program extremely well over the past 4 years, and, you know, like you say, he's been an all-conference guy. He's been up there with getting those recognitions as well. But what he's going to bring as a former captain also is that he's going to bring some, you know, some respect. He's going to bring some leadership. He's going to bring a good voice that I can have beside me, you know, that the guys are going to respect, the guys are going to listen to, because he's been there and he's done it just like myself, you know. So to have two alumni, you know, as head coach and assistant coach running the program, you know, and Oscar's extremely competitive like myself. So I think the guys are really going to see our approach to this season in terms of, you know, we're going to care about the program a lot, we're going to care about the guys a lot, and we're wanting them to be successful, we want them to be extremely competitive. But, you know, having Oscar on board is going to be a great addition to my staff, and I think, you know, he and myself both have very similar philosophies on how we want to do things and how we want to compete, and I think that'll really help me, you know, throughout the season, having someone in my corner that I can definitely trust.
Entering your second year, what are some positives that you take away from, you know, your first year last season? And then what are, you know, maybe the bigger two or three things that you're looking to improve upon most as a coach heading into your second year?
I think, you know, something that I was definitely happy with is that we were, you know, very organised, and I think that's going to be crucial for us, especially with a new group coming in and getting off to a new season. So making sure that we're very organised and guys understand that this is what we want to do and this is how we're going to do it, you know, and just having some of those values and standards in place. So that's something that I think is always going to be there, and that's going to be the voice from me. I think something else that helped me somewhat was that, you know, I've been a part of this programme and I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of success, you know, with this programme, both from a team and an individual standpoint. So I think the guys listen, you know, and they take on board the information and feedback I give them, and they respect the fact that, you know, I want them to find some success here, you know, and that's been, you know, evident both in the returners but also hopefully in the incoming guys that want to be a part of something that we're trying to move in a positive direction. In terms of things I want to learn from, I think, you know, there's a couple of things that definitely spring to mind. One being, you know, just we've really got to focus on ourselves this year. I think there was times last season when we got caught up a couple of times with just, you know, getting frustrated at referees, getting frustrated at opposition, getting frustrated with, you know, external things that we can't control. So a big message that I'm giving the guys right now is to focus on, you know, what we can control and control those to the best of our ability, because everything else is kind of out of our hands. And then I think another thing is just, you know, I think as a team this year, I think we created a lot of chances last year, and we've done okay in front of goal, but I think we have to be more clinical, because I think if in this conference, if you can score goals and you can take your chances, you give yourself a chance to be in every single game. There's nothing worse than not being able to find the back of the net, because you're always going to be up against it. So I think for us, it's going to be very, very important that, you know, I think we've got some very good attacking options within the squad, but we've got to make sure that we're utilising those guys, and we're being very, very clinical in front of goal and trying to be dangerous, but at the same time, you know, keeping the back organised and very disciplined to not give up much either.
We talk about this season and we talk about things that you want to improve on, things that you feel pretty confident with the team in. We mentioned at the top of the interview, preseason poll came out, Marcel was selected 9th, 38 points, as voted on by coaches within the conference. Only 2 behind Newberry for that 8th spot, which would get you guys into a postseason berth. How much do you take in preseason polls? Is it a big deal to you? Is it something that, you know, motivates you, or is it something you're like, okay, we see where we're at and now we just get to worry? Like, what is your view on a preseason poll, and how do you think that'll motivate the team?
You know, I think it's something that we do here that, you know, from back home, it's nothing, we don't do those sort of things. So looking at it, I think there's obviously a value to it, but at the same time, it's pre-season, you know, we've not even kicked the ball yet, so it doesn't really matter. You know, there's no getting away from the fact that our conference is stacked, and, you know, it's very, very fine margins and, you know, not much between a lot of the teams. I think every game is extremely competitive, so, you know, if you can get a decent run of results, or you can just be pretty consistent throughout the year, I think, you know, you can find yourself up that table very quickly. But at the same time, on the flip side of that, you can be down that table very quickly as well. So, you know, looking at last year, I think we were very close to getting to where we wanted to be. And I think, you know, that pre-season poll is, you know, it's pretty spot on in terms of, you know, looking at it from a pre-season standpoint. But, you know, until we kick a ball, I don't think it matters very much, and that would be the message I'll be giving the guys. But, you know, looking at it and being in that 9th spot, you know, I think that can be a little bit ammunition for the guys, a little bit motivation. But at the same time, again, we don't control that, you know, pre-season poll, and so we've got to control what we can control, and, you know, those are the things that we'll be focusing on.
I think there's a lot of buzz around this team heading into this year, just because, you know, last year it was a marked improvement from previous seasons. I think this year you have a lot of returners that made a big impact on the pitch. Now you got a lot of newcomers that you and I have talked plenty off mic about, and how excited you are to have those guys on here. And I think we're all excited to see what you guys are going to bring this season. And, you know, first game is on September 5th against Leeds McRae at home, and that is a 7 o'clock start. First conference game is at the end of the month, 29th, versus Coker. You know, just being around the guys for that limited time, how ready do you think they are for that Thursday, the fifth game against Leeds McRae.
Yeah, I think they'll be ready. You know, I think they'd be really excited to get back into pre-season. I could see the energy levels were sky high last night, and that was our first session right on the ball, you know, and it was a really good sense of urgency and enthusiasm, but also a really good sense of competitiveness within the squad already. You know, they were getting after each other quickly, which is great, you know, so I want them to continue to treat pre-season, you know, in that manner and really push hard so that when, you know, we've finished playing against ourselves in pre-season, we're ready to take on some opposition. But, you know, we'll use the pre-season scrimmages that we have effectively, but, you know, I think the guys will be, you know, motivated and excited for that opening day, especially being at home. And trying to get the season off to a positive start, you know, like we did last year, which would be great.
Again, Thursday, September 5th, home opener versus Leeds McRae, non-conference action. Last year, we wanted to use the hashtag Fill the Hill. I'm assuming we want to carry that over this year. I know for sure that I'd like to see the crowds come out and fill out and see both the men's and women's soccer programs and really all Marcel Athletics this year. But Thursday, September 5th, 7 o'clock at the Ammons Family Athletic Center in Mears Stadium versus Leeds McRae. I know we're all looking forward to it, Coach. I know you've been chomping at the bit since about December here. So thank you very much for taking the time. I do appreciate it. I know you guys have a busy, busy schedule for these next couple weeks, and especially today. So thank you for taking the time, and wish you the best of luck this upcoming season.
All right. Thanks, Adam.